Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
One brand new train is once again in service on the Orange Line. It's the first of 25 new trains that are supposed to replace all those currently in use on the Orange Line. Several of the new trains did operate in the fall until they were taken out of service due to a mysterious noise. The one train returned this week, and WBUR's Steve Brown swiped his Charlie card at Haymarket to take a ride.
As soon as you step on board, you can't help but notice how different this new train is from the others on the Orange Line. The exterior and interior have a sleek new look. Several small surveillance cameras protrude from the ceiling. The doors are much wider, and the announcements over the PA system are crisp and easier to understand.
This is Haymarket. The destination of this train is Forest Hills.
Digital display screens throughout the car keep passengers apprised of the next station, as well as other important information. Writer Bill Zhao really likes the displays.
I feel like more information, such like that screen, like displaying, like, which is helpful, like when you don't pay attention, right? Getting to your location.
The T is purchasing 152 of these new Orange Line cars, which are manufactured in China and assembled in Springfield. By the end of 2022, they should all be in service. And the existing fleet, which was deployed between 1979 and 1981, will be scrapped. New rolling stock is also being manufactured to replace current Red Line trains, some of which have been in service since Richard Nixon was president. Combined, the T is spending $1 billion to replace all the trains on the Orange and Red Lines.
Next stop, Downtown Crossing.
This new Orange Line train was first put in service last August, but was then taken out of service in November after onboard vehicle engineers detected an unusual sound emanating from the train's undercarriage. It was determined that bolster bearing pads on the truck frame were not wearing properly, so they were swapped out for new pads with a smoother surface. The ride on the new cars is definitely an improvement over the older cars, and passenger Gerald Foulkes thinks that may go a long way toward improving the overall MBTA experience.
I'm enjoying this. This is nice. It's smooth, you know, and everything. People seem to be more pleasant in the eye, so people seem to be more friendlier. It's more user-friendly.
A spokesman says the T will continue to run the new train during peak morning and afternoon commutes each day, with additional personnel on board to monitor how the train is performing under actual rush hour conditions. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.
Next stop, State.